The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Policy terms and conditions apply.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, man, what a holiday season we are having. Hope you had a great Christmas, great holiday, fantastic New Year, and an incredible 2024. We've got something special for you this week. It is the best of the best conversations we've had in 2023. We got comedy, we got singers, we got dancers, we've got heroes, and it's all for you this week, right here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and the funniest guy in Florida is with us. Dave Barry is here. Man, Dave, I have read so much of your stuff. It's always hilarious. And you got a new novel, first new novel in a decade, Swamp Story, that is out. How was your vacation?
What vacation?
Well, the decade.
Okay. No, well, hey, that's, I was doing other things, but this is, I wasn't writing novels. I wrote other books. But, and it also, I appreciate you calling me the funniest man in Florida, but there are many, many highly competitive people out down there being funny without even trying to be funny. So I don't know if I could possibly measure up to that kind of competition.
You know, it's so true. And every time you hear a weird, odd, immoral, any kind of story, you know it's Florida. And, you know, you have done such a great job of pointing that out over the years. Dave, do you think you would have been as successful if you lived in Omaha?
Absolutely not. I mean, you don't hear people talk about Omaha, man. The way they talk about Florida, man.
Right.
But I do want to say, you're absolutely correct that, you know, we are used to seeing Florida man stories, and almost always, you know, somebody has done something ridiculous, stupid, evil, disgusting, whatever, and it's always Florida. But I just need to say, there are 21 million people in Florida, and it's not really fair to judge all 21 million of us just because of the actions of 19 million of us. There's still a few people in Florida who are not weird, and it's not fair to smear them.
And people, for some reason, people lie about why they moved to Florida. I've got a buddy of mine who's in radio, and he moved to Miami, where you live. He moved to Miami because he loves the beach. He's on the 27th floor of a high rise, and he never goes to the beach. So I still can't figure it out. But, you know, these kind of things.
I also live in Miami. I moved there in 1986 from the United States. And
right.
I love Miami. But I have to say, the only time I go to the beach is when somebody visits, you know.
Right.
And I'll I don't care. It's like people in New York who say, we love it here because they have the theater and the opera and the museum, and they never go to the theater.
Well, I got to tell you, Dave, we're talking to Dave Barry here of the National Defense's new book, Swamp Story. Your book, Dave Barry Turns 40, got me through turning 40. So thank you so much for that. That was that was very good. And, you know, all of your stuff has been good. And this new book, it's really a novel about Florida and the things that happen in Florida, right?
Yeah, it's called Swamp Story, and the swamp in question is the Everglades, which is right next to Miami where I live. And if you've ever flown into Miami, you can see it's sort of amazing that there's this gigantic swamp in the middle of the state. And then the urban part is just this little strip on the edge. But you're always, when you're in Miami, you're always within, you know, half an hour of real swamp with real alligators and real snakes and really strange people who live out there. So this is a novel about things that could go on out in the Everglades. And it involves the key element is, have you ever heard of the Python Challenge?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Well, Python, people think I made it up, and I didn't. We have a problem with pythons in South Florida, Burmese pythons, which are these enormous constrictors. They can be 15 feet long. And originally people had them as pets. That's how they got there. And then
right.
People had them as pets, and then they ran out of crack. And they were living with pythons. So they let them go, and the pythons love it down there. They're like New Yorkers. They thrive in South Florida. appreciate the tax break and everything.
I was going to say, they also don't pay taxes.
No, the pythons pay no taxes, but they can drive and vote. So anyway, there are like hundreds of thousands of these pythons, and the state of Florida came up with a brilliant way of getting rid of them, which is to hold a contest, the Python Challenge, and invite anybody who wants to come down and kill our snakes. And what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
So you got all these amateurs wandering around trying to kill snakes, and they all have beards, even the women, and they're like, they're out there. And every year, like, they announce the results of the Python Challenge, and it's like they kill a couple hundred of them, which, when you do the math, doesn't really put a dent in the python population. Plus, they're, you know, female pythons are laying hundreds of eggs, so the pythons are winning the Python Challenge.
I was just going to say, the pythons seem to be winning this deal. I'm sure they look forward to the Python Challenge.
Yeah, because they know they're going to kill us. I mean, you know, so we should have challenged an animal we could defeat. We could have beaten the manatees if we wanted to, but no, we had a challenge.
We're talking to Dave Barry here, the National Defense, and his new book, Swamp Story, which apparently Steve Martin really liked.
Yeah. I have five blurbs from Steve Martin on the back of my book. A little secret for those of you not in the publishing business. When you read those blurbs on the back of books, but that's just like the author got his friends to say nice things. But they're never going to say, oh, I didn't care for it. You know, they're going to say, this is a good. So I know Steve, and I asked him to blurb my book, and he was busy shooting a TV show. So he just sent me, you know, five blurbs, just to pick one. I used all five of them, and the last one is my favorite. It says, I love this book. I haven't read it yet, but I love it.
I also love, with Swamp Story, Dave Barry combines two important elements of literature, a swamp and a story.
And so,
so good. Yeah. Hey, are you still in your band, the Rock Bottom Reminders?
Remainders.
Oh, I'm sorry, Remainders. Rock Bottom Remainders with Stephen King, right?
Yeah. Although we haven't played lately, but we sometimes occasionally get together, and we're just as bad as we've ever been. Our genre is known as hard listening music, and that's our band.
Well, you know, hey, you did write the Tupperware Blues, which still remains the only blues song ever devoted to Tupperware, I think.
I believe you're correct, and still, you don't see me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They just voted. Yet again, my name didn't come up.
Well, it's just an oversight. I mean, you know, it's you and Burton Cummings still just hanging out there waiting for
our turn.
Dave, great to talk to you, man, and best of luck on Swamp Story. I can't wait to read it. Sounds hilarious.
Well, thanks, Randy. I appreciate your having me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Hey, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. That's why you have to choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts, like 40% off family lines. And they put service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more. 40% off additional price for military families lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Ken Jennings. You know the name. He was an anonymous Salt Lake City software engineer in 2004 when he unexpectedly became a TV celebrity after his record-breaking 74-game, $2.5 million winning streak on Jeopardy. And today he's the author of 13 books, including the New York Times bestsellers Brainiac, Maphead, and Because I Said So, as well as the Junior Genius Guides for Children. He was named Jeopardy's greatest of all time after winning a primetime tournament on ABC and succeeded Alex Trebek, of course, as the permanent host of the show. He grew up in Seoul, South Korea, which I didn't know, but for the last 15 years has lived in his native Seattle with his family and dogs. Ken Jennings joins us here in the National Defense. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, the most obvious question is what kind of dogs?
I have a mini golden retriever who is sweet and dumb, and I have a little Cavapoo, a spaniel poodle mix, who is smart but a little bit distant. So you can't have everything.
Does it seem like a million years ago when you first went on Jeopardy?
No. I mean, to me it seems like yesterday, but, like, I think this month is the 20th anniversary of my audition for Jeopardy, so – like, I meet kids who will tell me their first memory is watching me on Jeopardy. I feel very old. But
that's
to me,
funny.
It feels like it went by in a flash.
Wow. That's funny. Well, this new book that you have out, I love the idea of this book. This is so funny. Was this your idea?
Yeah, 100 places to see after you die.
After you die.
Afterlife.
Yeah.
I was in an airport, and I was looking at all these Before You Die books, you know, 1,000 places
sure.
to visit before you die, and I realized that, you know, we were leaving out a big part of the audience. All these books about what to do before you die, but what about the afterlife? You know, because there are a lot of amazing stories of fictional journeys to heaven and hell and limbo, and you've got Dante's Inferno,
sure.
and you've got ancient mythology, and then you've got TV shows that go to the afterlife, like The Good Place,
right,
South
right.
Park, and I thought, I've always been interested in that kind of stuff. You know, I like mysteries and the unexplained, and death in the afterlife seemed like the greatest mystery of them all.
100 places to see after you die, to kick the bucket list, a travel guide to the afterlife. So give us a couple of examples of these places.
You know, in the Hindu version of heaven, everybody flies these huge airplane palaces through the sky, so you get your own aviation-based afterlife. in a Hieronymus Bosch painting of hell, you might get fed to a bird man who then poops you out into a big bubble, or you might get strung up on a lute and played like a guitar on barbed wire strings. My personal favorite, I think, would be the afterlife from Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Baseball diamond in the corn. You get to watch some old-timey baseball on a long afternoon with a Coke. It sounds like a great time.
This has got to be just a great escape for you, writing books, you know, after all the seriousness of Jeopardy and the hosting and everything else. That's got to be just a really cool outlet for you.
Well, I'm interested in about everything. That's kind of the secret to being good at Jeopardy, is being curious about everything.
Sure.
And when I'm writing a book, I can really go down those rabbit holes. You know, I spent a couple years in libraries reading old Buddhist sutras and medieval mystics talking about what the afterlife might be, and watching every episode of My Mother, the Car, so I can see what reincarnation might have sounded like in the 60s. And, you know, I love doing the research part of a book and going down all those weird rabbit holes.
That's funny, you know, and I agree with you, Ken. We're talking to Ken Jennings here on the National Defense. You gotta stay curious. You gotta stay curious because I think that is what keeps your mind active and it kind of keeps you refreshed all the time, right?
I think that it works that way for me. And I love that Jeopardy has like a faithful older audience because I think that's the time of day when a lot of people use their mental muscles. Is trying to remember answers and shout out at the TV on Jeopardy. You know, being curious is everything. You can be learning something new every day, just listening to a podcast or reading the back of a cereal box. You know, it just makes life more interesting.
What about music? How invested is Ken Jennings in music?
I would say I'm a huge music person. You know, to go on Jeopardy, contestants often will make sure they stay up to date on pop music because
sure.
they don't want to miss a generation. I almost think it's why the best Jeopardy players are right around maybe in their 30s because you still remember your parents' music, but you haven't lost touch with like what the kids are listening to. So you've
right.
got like three generations of musical knowledge right there.
We're talking to Ken Jennings here. 100 Places to See After You Die, a travel guide to the afterlife, which is so fun. And you mentioned some of these TV shows that, you know, like The Good Place. I wouldn't mind being in A Good Place. It seems like they can have a lot of fun there.
A lot of the show takes place in The Bad Place, and a lot of the punishments in their version of hell are not tortures. They're just very slightly annoying things about modern life. I really like that vision of the afterlife where there's just slightly too many frozen yogurt places or too many Pirates of the Caribbean movies. It's a very modern version of the tortures of hell.
Oh, my gosh. How about just being stranded in a Chuck E. Cheese with the band performing the entire time?
Oh, wow. That's a very chilling version of hell right there. I don't think even Dante could have imagined that.
This is so cool. You got it throughout the book here. You're talking about 5,000 years of human history by the greatest prophets, poets, mystics, artists, TV showrunners. What version of those can kind of captures your fascination the most?
You know, I would like to see an afterlife where we get answers. You know, like it would be nice to have an afterlife that was a library where you could just go up to the desk and ask God, you know, hey, What really did kill the dinosaurs? Or who really wrote the works of Shakespeare? What happened to Amelia Earhart?
Right.
Which girls in junior high actually liked me? You never think you're going to know in life actually be answered.
And so, what do you think of your hosting gig? How's that going?
You know, Jeopardy meant so much to me as a kid. I grew up watching it actually on Armed Forces TV because we lived overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was only one TV channel when we lived in Seoul in English, and it was Armed Forces TV. So whatever the Department of Defense decided we would watch, that's what we would watch. And through an accident of Armed Forces programming, me and all my friends watched Jeopardy after school every day because there was nothing else on. So it was always my favorite show as a kid, and the fact that 40 years later I'm still working there, it's like a dream come true. I have to pinch myself every time I'm out there.
Was your dad in the military?
He wasn't. He was a lawyer in Korea, but my mom worked at the Dodds School on the Army base there. So,
yeah.
A lot of my friends were Army kids or embassy kids, and
sure.
we had privileges on the base and could go to the commissary and the exchange. But I have a lot of affection for Armed Forces TV because I would not have my job today without it.
That's so cool. Our audience is comprised of active duty military veterans and their families.
Right.
You know, so and it's nice to know that they're still being forced to watch Jeopardy. That's so good.
Well, you know, thanks for all you do. And the Jeopardy, if watching Jeopardy helps at all, you know, that's the least we can.
That's right. It all starts with Jeopardy. Ken, thank you so much for the time, man.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you gotta check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to podfestexpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join Podfest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodfestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearHeartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, whether you know him as Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, Mac Taylor, CSI, or Jack Garrett, Criminal Minds, or just as a great American who takes care of our heroes, it's Gary Sinise. Gary, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, great to have you back on. I can't believe the Gary Sinise Foundation was started in 2011. Wow. I mean, they've been going for a while and doing some great work, but can you believe it's been that long?
Well, we're growing. You know, we continue to grow. There continues to be needs, and we continue to try to fill those needs where we can. It's a big part of my life, no question about it. I've got a great team. We recently moved the foundation from Woodland Hills, California, to the Nashville area, and we've got a great team of people that are working. It's their full-time job. I'm a volunteer still. I started the foundation and wanted to raise additional money so that I could, you know, have a great team, hire a great team to continue to do the mission full time. And that's what we're doing. We've raised hundreds of millions of dollars over yeah. these last 12 years, and we're about to head into our 13th year starting July 1st.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you know, and you're a volunteer. You're a you're a special volunteer, Gary. I mean, this whole idea came about, like we talked about, in 2011, to really take care of our military veterans and also first responders. But some of these numbers, just from your website at the Gary Sinise Foundation, 83 specially adapted smart homes completed for the severely wounded heroes. And if people don't know exactly what that is, that takes, it's not like just building a house. I mean, it's, you've got to have all kinds of different protections and different kinds of devices, adapters in there to take care of the people who live there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we build these, to the needs of the particular service member that we're building for. So every house is a little bit different, has different things in it. There's some similarities in all the houses, because if you've got somebody in a wheelchair, they can't reach the cupboard or whatever. We put things in there that make it very easy for them to be independent within their own home. They don't always have to ask somebody to reach up and get something for right. them or whatever. We make it so that they can function in these homes independently, and that's what it's about. The program is called RISE, Restoring Independence, Supporting Empowerment, and that's what we're doing. And so we provide technology in the homes. The hallways are wider. The floors are easy to get around on. You know, doorways are wider. Sometimes you need an elevator in there. Who knows what
right,
you might need,
right.
and, depending on the needs.
You talk about giving them their independence back, but also giving them their dignity. I mean, you know, these are folks that are not used to asking for anything. They're used to getting things done, and for them to come back and not have that ability, man, it's just, it's life-changing.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. That's why you have to choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts, like 40% off family lines. And they put service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more. 40% off additional price for military families lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. See T-Mobile.com.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Massive company and a lot of people that work there. Yeah. So we do events all nationwide, and there's always Amazon employees in those areas who want to come out and help us and volunteer for our events. Great company doing great things for service members, and I'm glad that we have this partnership with them.
Man, yeah. And you talk about some of those events. You know, you just guys had a huge event at Sonoma Raceway in Northern California. And that was one of the country stars of Amazon Music. Tyler Braden was involved in that. I mean, those kind of things, you're doing that all the time. And you talk about the Gary Sinise Foundation growing. It seems like every single day there's something going on with you guys.
Well, you're exactly right. There is something going on every single day. And sometimes there's multiple things going on. We just had a tour up to Alaska where we sent a tour up to some of the bases in Alaska, an entertainment tour. We had the first responder event in Sonoma. We just had about 20 first responder spouses on what we call our New York City adventure. And we sent, wow. These are all spouses of fallen firefighters and police officers that are going through difficult times. We've been doing that for military for a long time. We've expanded that to serve the needs of our first responder families. We have our Snowball Express initiative, which takes care of the Gold Star children. And we're building houses. We're, you know, my band is going out. Like I said, we're going to be at, we're actually at Fort Belvoir on May 25th, and then on May 26th, we are at Constitution Hall.
I saw that.
Gigantic event.
Yeah.
For Vietnam veterans. It's called Welcome Home Celebration of Service.
I love that. A Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Celebration of Service with the Lieutenant Dan Band. And I'm so happy to see that because we talked to a lot of Vietnam vets on this program. And, you know, they've, I don't care what you say, they've never gotten their due. And so for you guys to devote this event to them, that's got to mean the world.
Well, Randy, tell them to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
if they're listening right now, go to GarySinise Foundation.org, and you'll see right there on the homepage, this is a free concert. This is a concert supported by the generous donors who go to the Gary Sinise Foundation and donate so that we can give back to our service members and first responders. And this event, May 26th at Constitution Hall, there's still some seats left. And we encourage, it's free.
That's great.
Paid for by the wonderful, generous, charitable donors that go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website. And we encourage people to come on out, celebrate our Vietnam veterans with us. Joe Montaigne is going to be the,
of course,
the, master of ceremonies. He's a good buddy of mine. He's an ambassador for the Gary Sinise Foundation. We have Medal of Honor recipient Sammy Davis, who's going to speak, and Sammy is also a dear friend and ambassador for the foundation. Lee Ellis is a POW. And on the National Memorial Day concert on May 28th, I'll be doing that with Joe, and we're actually featuring 11 POWs from Vietnam on the show.
Wow.
This is the 50th anniversary of the end of combat operations and the return of our POWs.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do something special at the National Memorial Day concert, and I wanted to do something extra special for them. So we're producing this concert at Constitution Hall on May 26th.
That's so cool. How long have you and Joe been doing that on Memorial Day? I mean,
Joe started in 2002, and then he got hooked, and then contacted me in 2005, and they were going to do a segment on the USO, and I had been doing all this USO performing and tours and whatnot, and he invited me to bring my band to be a part of the segment on the 2005 Memorial Day concert.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know about it, and I went there, and my band had just gotten back from doing a Europe USO tour, and then here we are standing on the stage in front of the Capitol, and there's 200,000 people out there, and we're playing for them. And then the following year, they asked me to come back and co-host with Joe. So I started co-hosting in 2006, and it's just something I wouldn't miss.
So cool.
It's a beautiful way to celebrate, you know, our defenders and people that have sacrificed to keep us free, and to remind the nation that there is a cost for freedom, and we want to honor them. We do that each and every day at the Gary Sinise Foundation, and on Memorial Sunday, May 28th, it's a way for the nation to come together and watching PBS and
yeah, that is such a cool deal. Gary, I want to ask you or tell you something about the Snowball Express. So our executive producer, Nate Herron, just happened to be in Disney World last year when the Snowball Express kids came through there, and he couldn't even talk about it. I mean, it was so impactful just to see them there. But what a great thing this is for the children of the fallen, huh?
That's a giant initiative under our relief and resiliency program to support our Gold Star children and families. We're expanding that this year to include a separate event for families of fallen first responders. So it's a big initiative to sell, you know, to kind of honor the sacrifices that have been made and to take care of these families. And, you know, we bring 1,000 kids, you know, to Disney World. That costs a lot of money. So years ago, I got involved with it back in 2007. It was its own 501c3, raising a little bit of money. American Airlines has been a part of it from the beginning, providing all the travel. So American will donate like 12 airplanes, and all the crews, the pilots, everybody donates their time to fly the kids to Orlando. And my foundation is, you know, it's my foundation's program, and there's multiple people that have gotten involved to support it, multiple partners and sponsors and supporters. It's a giant event. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got 1,000 kids, but then you got, you know, all the surviving parents,
right,
and guardians, and, you know, volunteers, and I mean, it's huge. It's a huge event. I've been doing it since 2007.
Oh, wow.
And then it became a program of my foundation in 2018.
Yeah, you know, we've interviewed a couple of the pilots that fly for American, and it take these kids to a Disney World, and it's just, you know, they always describe it as such a blessing to them, because it's just so impactful, and for these kids to have you know, a couple of days of not thinking about anything but fun, it's just incredible. And I mean, the numbers, again, since the program started, over 12,000 kids have gone. And, man, I mean, and you, I'm sure you hear from them, you know, like maybe every year about how much impact that made to them, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's impactful when you're a child who's lost a parent, and you may be the only child in your school or in your class or
right,
whatever that's going through that. But when you come to Snowball Express and are around the Gary Sinise Foundation team and everybody that's lending their support and everything like that, and you see all these other kids that have all gone through the same thing, you don't feel so alone. It's very healing. It's very positive. It's moving. It's fun. They make friends. They stay in touch with those friends throughout the year. It's very, very positive program. We've had a lot of kids go through that program over the years. I mean, I play for them every year. So
yeah, right.
I remember, you know, and I would see, you know, you start playing for them, and then the next year, the same group of kids is right in front of me, right? And then they're getting a little bit older. Then the next year, they're right there in their same spot, and they're getting older and older. And it's like you're watching them grow up in front of you. And then they eventually graduate from the program.
Yeah, but yet Gary Sinise never ages. So, you know, that's I don't know what's up with that. But, Gary, you mentioned that, you know, you moved your offices to Nashville. I don't detect a twang at all. I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. And so to be in a town that's close to Crystal Hamburgers, it's got to be wonderful.
Well, I might not have the twang yet because I'm still in California. My foundation is in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping to move this summer. The foundation moved there last year. Very, very positive. For everybody. We got a great team there. They're working hard. Like I said, we're doing things all over the place all the time. We even have you'll see on the website, if you go to the homepage on the website, you'll see a play that we're sponsoring called Last Out. Last Out was written by Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. Scott wrote the book called Operation Pineapple Express about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and Scott performs in the play with a mostly all veteran cast, and it really speaks to the issues that Afghanistan veterans especially are going through right now. And so my foundation is sponsoring it.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
So there's a tour going on.
You know, your team, you talked about your team. We just had your vice president of marketing, Kristen Barter, on a program last year. How great is she? I mean, you talk about passionate.
Kristen, I love her. She's passionate, dedicated. She knows me, you know, so well because she's been by my side for 9 years now, and you know, has seen a lot of the foundation, the foundations in our 12th year. So she was there pretty early on.
Yeah.
She's seen the foundation go through a lot of different things. And she's very, very dedicated, wonderful. She served in the Marine Corps, and I just love her to pieces.
Yeah, she's great. And Gary, hey, now you've got three kids, right?
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Four grandkids and one on the way.
All right, well, good. This is going to be something you can tell me about then, because I got two daughters, and the older daughter is getting married the day after Memorial Day. You've obviously had that experience of walking somebody down the aisle.
This is the first time for you.
This is the first time, yeah.
That's something you never forget. That.
Oh my gosh,
very special.
Do you like the guy?
I hope you like the guy.
He's an anesthesiologist at Cedar Sinai. I love the guy.
Oh, okay.
No, he's a great guy, but I just don't know if I'm going to make it all the way down the aisle. Man, I mean, yeah. I cry at milk commercials.
I feel for you. I know what you're going through. It's tough.
Yeah. It's going to be great, though. It's going to be fantastic. Hey, Gary, thank you for the time, man. It's always great to have you on. Thank you for everything your foundation is doing and just continues to do every single day.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, Vietnam veterans, go to GarySneesFoundation.org. And look at our welcome home celebration at Constitution Hall, and come on out, let us celebrate you, and just spread the word if you can, Randy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gary. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.